annem insegnante di violin, I work at the Portuguese MN, FCTFCCN. And this will be my last meeting about web artists, because I'm moving away. But Paulo is here and will continue the work and hopefully will join in the next WebRTC task force, whatever that may be. Okay? So today I want to show you a bit more what we have been doing for the last 2-3 years around WebRTC. We've been following the WebRTC community. It started in Paris, where I went to Paris for the first meeting, and not missing anything, but there was this other venue where there was this conference about WebRTC, and I learned a lot then. And I figured out that WebRTC is not about a solution, it's about the technology. You cannot say something that the solution is IP, because IP doesn't do anything. IP just transports information from one place to the other. And WebRTC is the same thing. It transports information to the other place, but the application uses WebRTC. And I saw many cases where people just use web conferencing tools and then call, this is WebRTC. And it's not true. WebRTC is a library, and there are some browsers that use WebRTC library, and then you see one application that is web conference over WebRTC. And because WebRTC aims to provide easy access point for developers to create their own applications, my goal was, let's create new applications, because it's supposed to be very easy, and it's supposed to be interesting and innovative. And technology that enables innovation, that's it. Okay. So up to the first 6 months or 1 year, I just saw people using Jitsi and Pinibu, which is great. And I saw many pushes on the market to provide WebRTC applications. Okay. But I didn't saw anyone trying to do WebRTC applications. So today I'm going to show you 4 examples of things that we are pushing on our side. So the first is the WebToot. It's a web tutoring application that we have created also jointly with Otto, that is also here, from within the GM project. We have this idea to create a speed meter application that validates the bandwidth and then validates the application feasibility for that user. Then we have 2 applications that were made on 2 consecutive years by undergraduate students. That is the multi-stream video on demand and the multi-stream multi-point video conference. Okay, I'm going to show you briefly what this means and what is the application. We don't have much time to demonstrate everything, but there is the possibility of demonstration if you think that is worth it, and for sure it will, okay? And if you can vote, I will vote for the last one, okay? So what is WebToot? WebToot is a point-to-point video tutoring application, okay? In fact, here there is a peer-to-peer connection between 2 browsers and the video flows between them. So this is a good use case for the Coturn application. And it is a way to demonstrate that WebRTC is feasible and easy to implement. It took us 3-4 months of work, of time, to make this application work, and most of it was not about WebRTC. It was more about the logic around the video conference, how to set up and close the... Imagine this as a video conferencing system with a queue, okay? You are the teacher, and there is a queue of students, and then the teacher accepts the students when they log in. We have enabled EduGain on this service. It is multi-language, so that can be used across Europe. And it uses Coturn service. We have on the last month, in May, before TNC, I've integrated callstats.io, the company that we have visited today, which is interesting because we can get some metrics and issues if something fails. And it provides audio, video, and chat as a feature to interact between the teacher and the student. Right now, I would say that is in production. We didn't make any changes in the last 3 or 4 months. We can use it. It's very easy. You can go just webtoot fccn.pt. This is the application. This QR code that I have on my shirt allows you to enter directly to my room, okay? And I will go and enter. This is EduGain, so there will be many things here. And I, as a teacher, will enter my session. Let's say change to English. I have Hungarian, Norwegian, French, and German. And open. And this is the teacher interface. Okay. So I'm seeing myself. I'm hearing myself. I can test my audio. Okay, so I have sound. I'm waiting for students. Okay, what the student will see will be something like this, something that we are going to integrate on a web page. So the teacher can integrate this content on a web page, and then the student will see this, and you'll be waiting for the teacher to accept. The teacher will see that there is a student waiting for. And you will accept the call, and there will be feedback. Okay? So basically the idea... So basically the idea is I'm the teacher, the student goes on a web page, he says, I want to connect, and then the system automatically interacts, makes the connection between them without the hassle of URLs or invitations or whatever. Okay. So let's go to the next one. In 2009, FCCN has created a service that is called the speed meter. And the speed meter, and I can show you what we do right now, is an application based on Flash that basically does the speed test. So right now I'm going to test out the bandwidth of my wireless network here on the laptop. And we have this service and we have 4,000 tests every day. Okay? Every day, 4,000 tests. And because this is Flash-based, and we have all these users that are so happy with this, and they annoy so much the phone companies and the internet and ISPs, that we want to create a new version, okay? The new version should be JavaScript-based and should be WebSockets-based. And we have, Paul has been working on that, and it's possible to validate the bandwidth available using datagrams on all those WebSockets up to a certain speed. So in fact, we cannot validate that a person has 1 gigabit per second available because the PC will not be able to test that. So what we have to show people is the bandwidth available for the application, when which kind of applications that are available for him at that moment with that bandwidth. Okay. And then we thought about WebRTC as a demo for video. So you make the test, you validate the web stream, the bandwidth, and then the tests show which kind of applications you can run on that bandwidth. Video, audio, chat, sharing, whatever. We have some nice graphs that we want also to replicate. Okay, so This will be a client-to-server bandwidth test. So there is no client-to-client. So the peer-to-peer will be peer client on browser, peer server on the server. We are going to make a bandwidth test, but also application availability test. And this is, could be used using the Coturn service. But again, one of the problems of peer-to-peer is when you don't know the location of both places. When you know the location of one place, you actually can put the Coturn server near that place that you know where it is. So right now it's in development. If you want to see something like this, we can show you. It's just a web page with some buttons, and there is nothing fancy. It's just that. Okay. One of my goals as a video engineer and for the network and for our community is to provide services that are different from the market. Okay? On the market, there are many, many lecture recording systems. And there are many, many services where you can record stuff. Okay? But think how much of them can record two streams. You know, they are much less than just one stream. So basically YouTube, Facebook, and everyone makes one stream, okay? If you look for two streams, there is Auditorium, there is Switchcast, there is Educast, there is Kaltura maybe, Opencast. You know, there are not so many. How many can record three streams and four and five and six, okay? So the question here is, what if we have multi-stream. Multi-stream means multi. It doesn't mean two. It doesn't mean three. It's multi. Stream video on-demand service. Okay? And the idea here is, can we make an event and make a live stream of multiple video streams? And can we record that? And can we play it back? Okay? And the answer is yes, we can do that. Okay? I have two students, one for three, four months, and then this year another student for 3-4 months. And what they did on the first attempt was to create the whole application that can stream out on live stream. And it was successful, and we could live stream from multiple streams to multiple locations, multiple streams. Okay? And this year the idea was to create the recording capabilities. And now we are recording, and actually we are ingesting that into our lecture recording system at FCCN. And we are able to play back those videos, and everything is very dynamic. So we create one first video stream, which is the main stream, and then you create a second, a third, a fourth, and then the layout change, and the user can see which video he wants to see. So imagine you go to a football match, to see the football match, and you can see all the cameras at the same time. Okay? This is the what you can do right now. So features, self-service management. This is, you go to a web page, you say, I want to make a stream event. They give you, the system gives you some information, and you're off. You can do it as you want. We are not creating any kind of obstacle for users. They don't have to be authenticated or anything, because this is just flowing on the network. The network for us doesn't have a great cost, so we are providing this as they want. Multi-stream in sync live, which means that I have 2, 3, 4 streams and they are more or less sync. It's not lip sync sync, but it's 1-2 seconds within that range. We are capable of recording and playback. We also use the GM Coturn service, you know. I'm pushing my students to learn how to use that. here again, it comes from the server to the server, so it's the same thing as before. One thing that we could do in the future is to have cascading streaming. So there is a client that receives the stream, and then that player acts as a server for the next player. And in that situation, I think that the Coturn server could be also be a very good solution. We have server-side recording, and we have integration with the lecture recording system that we call Educast. and it's ready for you to test. I can show you the link, and then you can go to your hotel and try. So the server that we are using is the Janus MeetEcho Gateway that I've learned that existed in Paris. And it is C-based, it is not Java. It's completely open source. The guys from Italy, they are fairly responsive. So I would go with them for a bit while longer. So any WebRTC browser can stream, even phones and tablets. It's very interesting. Imagine on a room where you have one camera that is the official camera, and then you have students that put out their phones, Android phones, and they start streaming parts of the room and parts of the lecture throughout the time. And then you can see throughout the time the recording on different viewpoints. That could be interesting. The layout auto-adjusts and to the stream count at a given time. And we can actually jump within the timeline. And when we jump, it restores and restarts the video on that given moment. And again, is WebRTC simple enough? It should be, because it was two undergraduate students in 4 months, plus 4 months. So imagine what we can do with more skills, with more time. It will be very interesting. This is the link. I'm going just to make the play out. See, so in the bottom you have the timeline. You know, they are engineers, they are not web designers. And this is the mainstreaming area that should be working. Well, maybe we are going to show this tomorrow. Okay. So then you can see when this works better. Okay, so the idea is we have this playback of multiple streams. Then we have the fourth service. Okay? The fourth service is more interesting. We have bought in 2009 two rooms. This Tannenberg T3, they cost at least price 300,000 euros each. Okay? So a couple of them will cost 600,000 euros plus whatever service we want to create over it. Because Tannenberg sold the MCU telepresence, whatever, for the price of one room. So if we want to have three rooms, we have to buy this service, and it will be around the count of 1 million euros. But we bought it, we used it, many people are very happy with it. And everyone likes very much the room as itself, but also the three screens. Okay. If you remember in 2006, 2008, we started to see telepresence as the multiple screen, but until then it was just one screen. Again, my idea is, why do we have one screen? Why do we have three screens? Why don't we have N screens? Okay, so that is when we started for the idea of having a multiple screen, and multiple can be N screens. It can be 1, 2, 3, 10, 15, 20, whatever you want. Multipoint, which means that is not point-to-point two rooms. It could be 3, 4, 5, 6 rooms, each of them with their own geometry. So two screens plus three screens plus one screen, okay, in different geometries, and all together on the same collaboration, on the same meeting. For that, we have created these two rooms. These two rooms are very interesting because they have these modules. Okay, you can see six modules there. Each module costs around 3,000 euros. Okay, camera, screen, PC, structure. Okay, and we have also a laptop, a tablet that allows us to control
the solution.
Okay? And up until now, you have to buy either one solution of one screen or a solution with three screens. And you cannot detach the three screens because they've been put outside that room. Okay? The idea here is to create screens that are modular, and it really depends on how you want to use it. So if you want to use on this room two screens, you bring two modules, you configure the first one as the head display and the other as the slave. That's it. Tomorrow, let's say that you need two rooms. You take one of them to the other room, configure them both as master, and that's it. If you have five or six modules and you want to give this continuity, and you know that on your side it's the same thing, you bring five screens, you join everything together, and it works. Okay. So this is example is one central screen with one on the left, on the right, and the other the same thing. Okay. And on the first, and so what we have here is the telepresence-like multi-point video conferencing system. So this is basically Windows machines. It could be also Linux machines, but the driver for the Logitech that we have that isn't really supported. So we went back to Windows. And it's a Windows machine that puts up Chrome on kiosk mode, full screen, and everything is pre-configured to accept the camera, and it goes on. Okay? So for the user, it's just one screen, one application that is the video conference application that runs on that screen. And it is pre-configured to be adjusted, to be side-by-side with others. So for the user, it's that room experience that he knows. And we have multi-points of many rooms. So features multi-point with geometry awareness and layout adjust. This is much more complex than you may imagine. Okay? Imagine that you have two screens and there is one on the left and there is one on the right. Okay? And then when you connect that to a layout that is only one screen, you have to be sure that those two screens are side by side on that new geometry. The other thing is, if you have one screen, that's fine. You are concentrating everything on that screen. But if you have two screens, why not put one stream on one screen and the other on the second screen? And we are doing that. But bear in mind that these are two different computers with two different browsers on the same room, on the same connection. And this application allows sessions to go, and screens to go from one to the other. So let's say that they have one screen and another screen on two screens, the two other remotes, and there is a third one, this guy jumps to this screen. So it jumps from one browser PC to another browser PC, the video stream, and it still works. Really interesting. Server-side recording. Right now there is a button where we can start recording, and it goes to the server, and then we know how to push that into the lecture recording and do the streaming, because that service before that you saw, it is capable of playing out multiple video screens. Okay, and if we have this data saying where the screens are attached one to the other, then the other service can play out the video from this video conference. Okay, and without much effort, we can stream out the video conference itself live. Okay, this is my view. My view is that WebRTC will join everything together. So tablet phone web app for room management, and also you can participate using one of those. We also use the Anko Turn service. Right now we are going for the central server, but before there it was point to point. Instant join for single screen users. And this was late week, you know, on the last week of the student, I said, you know what we should have? We should have a button that is start now. And in 1 hour, he created the single screen, one user joining now button. Okay, and we can do this on the demo. Again, it is using the Janus Gateway server with PeerJS. It is based on standard equipment. We don't have to pay anything special. €3 per module, €3,000 per module. It really depends on what you need, because actually the demo that we can create here today will be using your laptops. Okay. It took, again, around 8 months of undergraduate students. And I hope that it will take about 6 months for the final tweaks, because the service that we have now is not a service. Okay, there is a lot of flaws and difficult things to do, but I think that we can solve it. And we can see also that service. So, as a conclusion, we wanted to test different use cases than the normal use cases. Bear in mind that students are great. At least the ones that I got are really great. With some nurturing, with some help, they can do great things. WebRTC is easy and fast to develop new concepts. Okay, get a new idea and try it. It's really important. And join us. And this join us is not join me only. Okay, at TNC, Team Boundy from Janet or from TSVC. Kim from the HeNet. Kim?
No.
HNet. And we joined up with the idea, let's try to do some new ideas. Okay? So if you want to join, if you want to bring some development power, there is a group working on that. It's not official, but we are trying to do something there. Okay? So I think that I'm on time. If there is time for a demo, I think it will be great. If there is no time, maybe later on or tomorrow.
Let's start, I don't know, if you have a short demo, something.
You know, for me, this demo is great. But this demo can take 10 minutes, or if things get ugly, 30 minutes.
Maybe tomorrow, I postpone this and for now, I don't know if you have any question remotely to Ruby about this, I don't know, or from the room, someone, any questions regarding the demonstrations and the applications, the load. Okay. Stefan?
The project before, the
the speed meter?
No, after that. The multi-streaming. What's your experience with on the server load with the German gateway? How many streams it can handle? As I understood right, it's everything, every stream is going to the gateway and from the gateway.
Yes.
And how many?
We are using a virtual machine that is not especially powerful, and we on tests we went to 200 streams out. Okay.
So if you, broadcasting.
Broadcasting. So let's say that you have 4 streams in, then you have 50 clients because it's 50 times 4. But we are moving to a physical machine. I do believe that we will have more available. But again, we can scale this fairly easily. We don't have right now. Maybe this is something that we should talk about. That is the fact that these applications are based on these centroids. Okay, I'm centralized this on Janus, but Janus doesn't have at least the way that I configured that it doesn't have the replication or scalability. Okay, so the application should flow the data to several servers. The second thing is the video conference system is based on one point, and everything must be registered on that point. And there is no multi-island. It's a unique island to all the rooms. Okay, it's not multi-domain. And I think that is a problem that we could also look at. Okay, 200.
No other question, then we have to move on Peter side.
Okay.
And do the demonstration tomorrow, because I think tomorrow we will have more time and let's do this.
Okay.
Because we are running out of time, sorry.
Okay.